Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Al Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center of the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Mr. John Bonglis, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and Controller at the Defense Department. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Al. Thank you.
And joining us in our conversation is Rob Scavello, IBM's Public Sector Business Strategy Leader. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
John, can you give us an overview of the Office for Financial Management and Controller and how it supports the mission of the U.S. Air Force?
Certainly. I'd love to. Interesting note for the historians in the audience, but our office predates the Air Force by 1 year. The Air Force became a service in 1947, separate from the Army. The Office of the Comptroller actually came into being in 1946. So by 1 year, we're a little older than the service. Its mission, however, I would argue, has not changed in all that time because, again, I would point out that the Air Force has probably been transforming since its inception. And I think we've been at the forefront, I'd like to say, of that transformation in every facet. Its current mission, as stated by the Secretary, and we all carry around our little mission statement cards much like you do in the private sector, is to deliver sovereign options for the defense of the United States and its global interests to fly and fight in air, space, and cyberspace. Toward that end, our number one priority, our number one job, is to push the resources to the warfighter to ensure that each dollar is spent prudently, judiciously, and expeditiously. To help that in that regard, I have four directorates, one for budget, one for operations, one for cost and economics, and the fourth, which is timely, transformation.
You've indicated these four directorates, but can you give us a sense of the scale by describing each of these areas and also providing us a sense of the scope of these various offices? And if you can, a sense of the budget and the number of people in these various organizations.
Absolutely. The Air Force budget, the annual budget, is a $128 billion budget. That is obviously a pretty sizable amount. There are approximately 700,000 individuals that call themselves Air Force members, whether they be active duty, reserve, National Guard, or civilian. So I think that in that $128 billion, we probably arguably touch every component, every facet, every life in that service. So my role in that regard and the role of the organization is to advise the Secretary of the Air Force, it's a statutory role, on all things financial for a service that size and an organization that size. And it's a logical breakdown, if you will, of the organization to have it for the folks that build and execute the budget annually, the folks that are responsible for its accounting for the dollars, and the folks that actually help build cost estimates on some very, very complicated systems.
So is that roughly how the four directorates break down then?
Yes. And transformation is the one that's actually been the underpinning for all this throughout my affiliation with the service, because naturally we can no longer afford to operate in the old Cold War construct. We have a very wily enemy, and we have to be as flexible and as responsive as we can. And the transformation effort helps us in that regard. It takes these old processes that are just stayed and have the luxury of not being flexible and converting them into, I dare say, 21st century organizational.
John, if you could spend a couple minutes describing specifically your role as the Comptroller of the Air Force. What does that really mean for our listeners?
It means, again, Rob, that you have the final, the primary responsibility for every financial decision that's brought forward to the Secretary and to the Chief. And you have to go in, and much like in the private sector, be the trusted advisor at every level and be able to tell that individual that we are potentially looking at a problem in this area or that area, to do so in as advanced manner as possible while operating the annual requirements of all the services and the department as mandated by the Congress. So you're juggling a lot of balls, and in this particular era of competing priorities and fiscal constraint, one of the other issues that you have to do is help the secretary and the chief navigate these tough waters. How are you actually going to, you know, make sure that all the, those issues that I talked about, all the dollars striking the proper balance, how do you actually execute that? If you're drawing the service down by almost 40,000 people, you have an aging fleet that needs to be recapitalized, and you have an ongoing war that obviously, creates great demands on a daily basis, how do you balance all that? And that's the challenge. How do you transform? That's the greatest challenge I see. How do you manage that change in an organization that requires change in this type of difficult global situation that we're facing? And by extension, I'll add that this is folks obviously are concerned about dollars. I have a little excerpt from the Congressional Research Service that actually shows this is the fifth most expensive war the United States has fought in all its 200 years. World War I, Korea, Vietnam don't even compare. World War II was $3.2 trillion. We've expended through May of 06, not that it's not a small amount, but $439 billion. So if you look in constant dollars, it is a lot of money. But compared to what we've had to face in the past and our enemies, I think it's all in all we've managed this rather well.
That's obviously huge responsibilities for you and everyone else. Could you reflect a little bit on your professional experience before you served in the Air Force in this role, and kind of maybe highlight some of the experiences you've had in the past that are relevant to what you're doing now, and what's perhaps influenced your management style from the private sector as you apply it here in the Air Force?
Sure. I've had a mixed background, a mixed bag, I guess. So, in that regard, I feel rather fortunate. I've worked in manufacturing firms. I've worked for banking and finance, for consulting organizations, and for some very, very small firms, and a little bit in the Office of the Secretary of Defense before moving up to the Air Force. And as you know, I believe you do, that I also hold a commission as a reserve officer. So each of those experiences, of course, are unique. And I think what you walk away from all of those is dealing with people and dealing with issues at different levels. A large organization can probably absorb fluctuations in budget and time and money, whereas a small mom-and-pop shop actually feels the impact closer to the bone. So when you have a $10 million budget that you have to build and defend and execute against, it's far more complex than one that's 100 or 1,000 times larger, which is also mind-boggling. So what do you walk away from that? Each of those experiences brings you, or you walk away with something different. And altogether, they prepare you, I think, best for a position such as this one. As you all know, consulting firms are highly matrixed organizations. Well, so is DOD. I think I talked about being able to have that fiscal responsibility at even the lowest level so that you have the basics and the fundamentals in place. The brief period of 3 years that I spent in the aerospace and defense sector was, again, a good foundation in understanding the procurement practices. Even though I was quite junior at the time, you still have that exposure. So you bring with you to government what I would say are the best understanding of how organizations should operate efficiently and effectively. And if we do have to be a little self-critical here, that's one area that the government still hasn't gotten its arms around.
John, what's been perhaps your greatest challenge so far in your current role?
Clearly managing tremendous change. That is absolutely. You would hear people that say, you know, folks are very comfortable in organizations where there is no bottom line or there is no accountability because they're entrenched and the way the system is now, the personnel system is now, there really are no carrots and sticks. So managing financial processes, people, systems, being responsive in a time of war, balancing operations to the needs, as I mentioned, the recapitalization, those are the issues that I find very challenging. And of course, as I said, the personnel side of it, because you have a workforce that is aging, that is going to retire, and that is retiring in different segments, and you need to backfill those people. And I would ideally like to, you know, reward younger folks and bring them up faster and throw more responsibility their way and let them stumble, because that's one of the ways that you learn. Or bring talent in from the outside. But you still have to operate under a very restrictive system. And it's frustrating. And I think it's frustrating not only to us but to the folks that want to come in. And as a result, they look elsewhere. Because if they have to wait 2 or 3 months to get hired, and that's probably being generous, they'll go someplace else, even though their heart and their desire has always been to come into government. So I think we fail as a federal government in that area. I think we can and should do a much better job if we really are concerned about where we're going to be 10, 20 years from now.
Excellent. How is the Air Force transforming its financial management operations? We will ask Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and Controller, John Vonglis, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.